Day 304, or October the 31st. There is enough evidence to believe. Our thoughts today are rooted in John chapter 21, verse 25. Jesus did many other things as well. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that even the whole world would not have room for the books that would be written. And now the big picture surrounding this verse. John concludes his gospel by describing Jesus' arrest, trials, crucifixion, resurrection, and appearances after his rising from the dead. He links the two accounts of Jesus' trials and his final appearance to the disciples in Galilee. The connecting piece to these two events is a charcoal fire, one where Peter warms himself and denies Jesus, and another where he is reconciled back to Jesus at Galilee. Barbecue smoke would always be a double reminder. And now our action step for today. When John approaches the end of his gospel, he tries to close in triumph. The disciples saw Jesus do many other miraculous signs in addition to the ones recorded in this book, but these are written so that you may continue to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing in him you will have life by the power of his name. However, he can't stop writing, and then writes another chapter. I find it interesting that John resorts to giving facts and asking his readers to consider them, then believe. Usually when folk accept Jesus as Lord and Saviour, there is a reliance on faith rather than facts, but that's a great start. The problems come when we continue simply believing by faith rather than questioning and using the intellect God has given us. This can produce vulnerable believers. My own fallback point is that I firmly believe the Bible is the Word of God and a solid foundation for life. So when I can't understand parts of it, I don't condemn it as inaccurate or archaic, but simply as something I don't understand. This doesn't stop me from questioning, but it reduces my self-reliance and thinking that I know better than God and His Word.